They caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. They say timing is everything. CBS Los Angeles reporter Nicole Comstock tells us thousands of Amazon warehouse workers plan to walk off the job today at the height of the holiday shopping season.
Teamsters members have authorized a strike at several major Amazon distribution centers. They say the shipping giant is refusing to bargain with them.
And it honestly doesn't really seem like they care about what happens to the associates.
In a written statement, an Amazon spokesperson said, in part, for more than a year now, the Teamsters have continued to intentionally mislead the public, claiming that they represent thousands of Amazon employees and drivers. They don't.
If you booked your holiday getaway flight for today, thinking you'd beat the weekend rush, CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve says, think again.
The airlines expect the travel rush to begin, and the FAA says it will also be the busiest day in the air for scheduled flights, more than 50,000 scheduled to take off.
House Republicans have killed the spending bill that would have averted a government shutdown this weekend after President-elect Donald Trump complained it contained too many giveaways by Democrats.
The White House is accusing congressional Republicans of playing politics with this situation. I mean, we really are up against the clock. There's only about 2 days, perhaps less than that, before we reach this Friday deadline. And so if this is not resolved, then the government could potentially shut down.
CBS's Nicole Killian. Police in Carlsbad, California are questioning a man who had texted this week's school shooter in Madison, Wisconsin about attacking a government building. A judge has issued a restraining order forcing the man to surrender his guns. In Madison, police say the 15-year-old shooter brought two guns to her school but used one of them. She killed a teacher and a 14-year-old student. The suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO will have a pair of court hearings in Pennsylvania today. CBS's Anna Schechter says it'll be a busy day for Luigi Mangione.
He has to appear for a hearing on this ghost gun and forged identification charges filed against him in Pennsylvania. Right after that wraps, that's when the extradition hearing happens. It will likely be quick because it appears he's just going to waive it.
In Pecos City, Texas, one person was killed when a train collided with a tractor trailer, derailed, and then crashed into the city's Chamber of Commerce building.
There were three cars that had potentially hazardous waste in them. At this point in time, are contained. We do have units on site taking a look at that.
City Manager Charles Lino, the cause of the crash still under investigation. At least four people were injured in that accident. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat.
And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
A new analysis may have holiday movie fans wishing for throwback prices.
Even Kevin McAllister might lose it over inflation and what it's done to prices at the grocery store since the 8-year-old went shopping in Home Alone.
Are those microwave dinners any good?
I don't know.
I'll give them a whirl.
Rockford Schnucks grocery store in Illinois did the math. The $20 Kevin spent on a TV dinner, milk, OJ, bread, and other staples in the 1990 movie would be the equivalent of about $58 for the same items today.
Hold on, I got a coupon for that.
With his dollar-off coupon factored in. That's an increase of 190%. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
A new report warns home heating costs will increase by 8.7% this winter. The National Energy Assistance Directors Association predicts the average home utility bill will be about $941, up from $866 last year. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, lower 20s in the overnight, a light and variable wind. For Thursday, snow developing, highs in the middle 30s, a light dusting by the end of the afternoon. But Thursday night, snow will continue 1 to 2 inches by morning. Currently 26 degrees.
Don't have to.
Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke. The fabulous farm babe has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it hurts so bad. You came into my heart. Temperature rising.
sure WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Don't have to be alone.
news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with Timeless Hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More Timeless Hits coming right up.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. The mountain
CBS News Brief. Police in California suspect a man in Carlsbad may have planned a coordinated attack with the Wisconsin teenager who killed two people at her school in Madison. This man lives near Alexander Paffendorf.
I pulled in and they had their full guns out all over the street. There's cop cars. There's about 15 cops here, I'd say.
A bipartisan deal to prevent a government shutdown scrapped after President-elect Trump and Elon Musk object. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
House Republicans have now unilaterally decided to break a bipartisan agreement that they made.
Man in France found guilty, sentenced to 20 years for horrific acts involving his wife. CBS's Elaine Cobb in Paris.
71-year-old Dominique Pellicot admitted to the court that he had drugged his wife so that he and dozens of men he invited into their bedroom could rape her.
50 men also found guilty. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.